Good morning, Mr. Crystal.
Good morning. How are you?
Mr. Crystal, you are Republican. Why don't you support the Republican candidate?
He's been a bad president. He's been a bit worse, actually, than I expected, both in terms of a failure of competence. You see that most with the coronavirus, of course, but also in total lack of respect for the rule of law, failure to grow into the office in any way. I had friends who were against Trump but thought, okay, maybe he'll, you know, get more serious when he's elected. But he hasn't gotten more serious. If anything, he's gotten worse. The people around him are less committed to the institutions of liberal democracy. So a second term for Trump could really be disastrous, I think, at home and abroad.
Do you think Joe Biden is the right person for this moment?
I think Joe Biden is a reasonable person for this moment, an acceptable person for this moment. Whether he turns out to be, you know, an excellent person for this moment, we just don't know. But I do think he has a real sense, after all these years, of what America is, how a democracy should work, how the separation of powers should work, what dignified presidential leadership looks like. And then in terms of America's role in the world, he has a sense of what's at stake. I've disagreed with him on many particular decisions, but he understands what the dangers of America first and of kind of a reckless disregard for the rule of law at home, what the dangers are at home and abroad.
Donald Trump promised to make America great again. Did he keep this promise?
Well, look at the main crisis he confronted, the virus. Look at us. Look at our European counterparts, our Asian counterparts. Look at the death rates and look at the damage to the economies. And we look more like Pakistan and Brazil and Russia in terms of the pandemic than we look like Germany or Japan or even Spain and Italy, countries that didn't do very well at first. We have done so poorly that it's really done such damage to this country. That's where I think Trump probably does lose, because even some Trump voters realize we could have done much, much better and should have done much better.
In terms of political culture, how did President Trump change America?
I think he exploited things that were already here in terms of mass communications and public sentiment. But a demagogue, in America, they've rarely, almost never come to national power. We've had governors, we've had senators. To have a president as demagogue, and a president who becomes president through demagoguery and then uses demagoguery as president to further exacerbate divisions and inflame anxieties, that does real damage to our civic culture, I think. So, but really almost unprecedented in modern American history. Whatever one thinks of our different presidents, some of them have been demagogic in their campaigns to a degree, but as president, they've mostly tried to hold the country together. They've mostly tried to show some world leadership. With Trump, you just have a real deviation from the mainstream of American political history. I think they're now at risk.
Do you think the president will try to influence the election's outcome by voter suppression?
I'm worried about voter suppression. I'm worried about his attempting over the next 2 months to use foreign powers the way he tried to with Ukraine. We have a president who's totally unembarrassed to use the levers of government, the levers of the executive branch, way beyond what other presidents have done.
What kind of leverages?
Well, we've seen him at the post office, where he's put in a friend of his who has decided to cut back on various things. We'll be depending on mail-in votes. We've seen what he did with the Department of Homeland Security in Portland and deploying American troops in cities in ways that are not usual. Just one could imagine him using different parts of the government to try to influence people's perceptions of what's going on. You know, he could confuse people, and he could do some to contribute to disinformation.
Mr. Crystal, what's going to happen when it comes to a very close outcome, a very tight election result?
It'd be better not to have a very close outcome. Look, any system is stressed by a close outcome. We had in 2000, we had a very close outcome. It took 5 weeks to discover who had won, and there was anger and bitterness afterwards. But again, that's a good example of the opposite, really. Ultimately, the country came together, the Supreme Court ruled, and people went on with their business and with politics as usual. Trump would be totally irresponsible in those circumstances. So if you imagine the 2000 outcome and the legal fights, and then you also imagine Trump asking people to take to the streets and let's have a rally, you could get a very nasty and very, destabilizing situation. I don't think at the end of the day it will destroy constitutional democracy in America. But, you know, one worries about just the price we'll pay for having someone like Trump instead of a responsible president or a responsible opposition leader trying to hold the country together in difficult times.
If this was the case, do you expect senior Republican leaders as Mitch McConnell, Steve Scalise, Kevin McCarthy would support Donald Trump?
I think that's a huge question. And I do think this might be a moment where Republicans would realize that the country has to come first.
Mr. Crystal, do you see Donald Trump in cognitive decline as former senior administration officials do?
I can't tell, really. I don't see him up close, and he doesn't seem that different from what he was. I don't think the danger isn't that he's not, quick or sharp enough. The danger is that he's totally reckless and irresponsible.
You served Vice President Dan Quayle, who was ridiculed in the media as an intellectual lightweight and an incompetent individual. What is the difference between Quayle and Trump?
Well, the caricature of Quayle was unfair, but let's even say it might have been fair, or it is, or other instances. He was committed to American democracy. He didn't attack the media as enemies of the state. He didn't attack his political opponents as enemies of America and as treasonous. He didn't think you could use the federal government to prosecute and to pursue personal political interests. So it's totally different.
Do you consider the American democracy is at stake?
I mean, I generally don't like to use those kinds of expressions, and I think, one should be careful about exaggerating. But I do think a second term of Trump would fundamentally transform things here. When presidents are reelected, there's kind of a certification that the public approves of them. And that means it's not just Trump's administration, it's not just Trump's Republican Party, it is Trump's America. And that would be a very, very unfortunate thing.
Mr. Crystal, many thanks.
My pleasure.